Hi, it's Andy Bucking again.
Hi, Andy.
Have you found out anything about the second petition in Europe?
I haven't, Andy. I spoke to you yesterday, sure. And I said I was going to contact either Chris or Frank to get back in contact with you.
Right, there was one thing I forgot to ask you yesterday.
Okay, yep.
And I just found a pen and I'm going to have to write it down. It's about the petition. I was told that Peter McParland helped or put a petition into the Westminster Parliament.
I don't know anything about that, Andy, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about Peter McParland putting a petition in.
Hmm.
He's never mentioned it to me.
Well, I actually didn't find out from McParland.
Right.
I can't remember exactly if it was Frank or Chris, because they're the only two others I've spoke with.
I know he has written papers.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know anything about him actually putting in a petition as such.
The other thing is I'm having trouble locating this documentary.
The one that's to do with children and experimentation with drugs.
Yeah.
All I know is it's a BBC documentary, but I don't even know the year that it was brought out, to be honest with you. This is only through Peter speaking about it. I would need to wait till the next time he phones me to be able to ask him, because I don't have his number to be able to contact him.
That's quite bothersome, that.
Yeah, he does that. He won't give anybody his number.
Yeah, and he can't be found on any of the academic sites. He just does not exist, as far as academia is concerned.
Right, I don't know. All I know is he's, I don't know, something to do with psychology or something like that.
The other thing,
he's a doctor of psychology. That's what it is.
Right. The other thing is, somebody spoke to my advocate, claiming to be Mr. McParland, or someone similar at around that time, and
really?
gave her verbal abuse.
Oh, well, it wouldn't surprise me if it's Peter McParman, because I've heard of him doing that with other people. That's disgusting.
So he's done that with other people?
Well, I've heard of it, no, sorry, I should rephrase that. I've heard of him giving other people abuse. Not necessarily phoning somebody's lawyers or whatever.
Oh, she's not a lawyer.
I've heard of him. I know with civil servants. He certainly phoned them up and been quite, not so much abusive, but, you know, quite forceful in his opinions, which everybody's entitled to be, let's face it.
Yeah.
I think he's got a bit of a unfortunate mannerism. I don't have any problem with Peter, to be honest with you. I mean, if he comes on the phone and he's quite forceful with me, I just say to him, Peter, I'm not the enemy here, and he calms down, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't really have any problem with Peter, but I know some people do find him quite forceful.
Uh-huh.
But then I can understand why. Everybody's entitled to, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and everybody responds differently and speaks differently.
Okay, well,
I don't know anything about him phoning lawyers or anything like that. That's not
she's
acceptable.
Not my lawyer, she was my advocacy worker.
Right. I don't know anything about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I'm just to see, a lot of things I've been told just don't seem to exist.
Well, I know he definitely is a doctor of psychology, because I've spoken to other professional people and they've confirmed that.
Can you give me some ideas to who these other people are?
Well, I can't, because it was told to me in confidence, so it wouldn't be right for me to repeat that.
I think Mr. McParland has my contact details.
Right.
I was instructed that he is not to be given these contact details.
Well, I don't give out details of anybody, no matter who it is.
I'm just on the verge of making a Freedom of Information request, because
right.
I feel that there's quite a lot of things that aren't quite right.
Well, I don't give out any details of anybody, regardless of who they are. and I don't have any details of Mr. McFatlane to be able to give them out anyway, because he goes by different aliases as well.
That's a bloody good one. So this is Mr. Peter McFarlane, or is that who? What, Roger Rabbit or something else?
Well, exactly. It could be for all we know.
Wow, this isn't right. This has been very fishy right from the very beginning. I'm being like a bit like a yo-yo here.
Peter McFarlane is not a member of Incus.
I am not discussing membership. I'm discussing the involvement of someone who has even been described of me as being a bit of a Scarlet Pimpernel. Or a mysterious, you know, just someone that appears and then as soon as he's appeared, he's gone. And he has access to people who work for, including members of the committee, and they speak so well of him, yet within the same conversation, they express negative feelings towards Mr.
McFarlane. I don't know anybody that speaks of Peter, because I haven't spoken to other people, so, I mean, you'll know who you've spoken to.
Yeah, I do. I certainly do. And this Peter McFarlane claims to have in his possession a documentary, but this Peter McFarlane, as you've said yourself, goes by aliases. And you mediate with this person in some way.
No,
I do not understand to what extent.
Right,
please, you have an association with Peter McFarlane. You have an association with Peter McFarlane, and that is called mediation. When you mediate with someone, even when you simply converse with someone.
But I do that with you. I don't know you from Adam. I've never met you.
Well, I've never given you a description of myself other than Andy Buckley.
I mean, I treat everybody the same way, Andy. I haven't met you, but I'd like to think that I treat you with courtesy and respect.
Well, listen,
same way
I am seriously damaged. My sister is dead by the same means.
They reckon I've got until
I'm 55, so I've managed to put in the petition. I do not go by aliases. I did have a nom de guerre when I served in the army, and you're dealing with a man called Peter McFarlane. He's driving people up the wall.
If somebody phones me up, I speak to them the same way as I'm speaking to you. It's not a case of I am directly dealing with anybody. That's not right to say that.
I didn't say you directly, I said you mediate. In some way you converse with Peter McFarlane, and you've informed me that he uses aliases.
Well, that's what I've heard, he uses aliases. He sometimes calls himself, what's the other word he uses? Michael or something like that. Somebody's told me that he calls himself at times. But he's never done that with me. He calls himself, I don't even know if Peter McFarlane is right name. I only found out through Frank that he's a Dr. Peter McFarlane. Because Frank actually questioned him on it at one of the gatherings. Frank said to him, I know exactly who you are. You're Dr. Peter McFarlane, and he never, he didn't deny it. So that's why I now call him Peter McFarlane.
So is it Parland, P-A-R-L-A-N-D?
I think so, yeah. I think
McFarland.
It's Nick
Parland. Eh?
I think there's an M-C before it. Okay. I think it's Nick Parland.
Part or Part, P-A-R-T?
Yes.
Right.
I think there's an MC before it. I think it's Peter McFarlane.
That's a good
one. As far as I know. Frank would be able to tell you exactly, because it was Frank that outed him at one of the meetings.
Okay. How about these two names? McPherson and McPhee. Familiar?
The only McPherson I'm aware of is Ferguson. Did you say Ferguson?
No, McPherson.
I don't know anybody with that name.
What about McPhee?
No, I don't.
I'm only asking in relation to McFarlane. I'm not interested in any members.
I don't recognise any of those two names, Andy, to be honest with you.
If I did,
I would tell you, honestly, I wouldn't hold anything back from you.
You see, this person, you'll have to dig into this person. You're quite justified in digging into this person. If, you know, you're saying he goes by aliases. Well, you've been informed that.
The only contact contact I've had with Peter McPartland is if he phones my home. And he only does that, to be honest with you, I don't know, probably about every 3 months, something like that, I maybe hear from him.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you permission to give him my landline number.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I would never give out any numbers without the person's permission.
Well, we have to find out who this person is.
I don't want you to do something you're not happy with, Andy.
Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
I'm fine. Just that one number and no more detail other than my name, my first and last name.
Right, no bother. And,
If you just ask him to give me a call.
Okay.
If I'm not in, to leave a message stating when would be a good time for me to call back.
If I ask him to give you a call, he's going to ask me what it's about. Well, I just say it's about the...
Inkers. Don't give him any more detail than he's already been provided by Chris Daly.
Right, I don't even know what Chris Daly's told him. That's
well, I gave Chris Daly the instruction only to give him a limited amount of information.
Right.
As far as I understand, that was observed. But I have come to discover that, from another source, I think there's something very wrong.
Children and medication or something like that, he's more likely to phone you, because that's the one thing that he goes on about all the time, Peter McPartland.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't know whether he has been in care or whether he's been in a hospital. He's not a well man, I know that. He certainly doesn't look well at all.
Is he fat, thin?
No, he's very, very thin.
Tall, very short?
Thin. He's very thin, about... I would say probably about 5'5", 5'6", something like that. He uses a stick.
Stick.
I'm not even sure what age he would be. I'm hopeless at ages, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be awkward here. I think maybe early 60s. Maybe I'm being cruel to him here. I'm not really sure. It's hard to say, but I think probably I would say early 60s.
Colour of hair?
Brown. Very sharp features.
Brown and sharp. And would you say, does he have any grey hair?
Well, I think he does have some grey in here, from what I remember.
Do you remember
I've
where?
I've only seen him a couple of times. I think he's going kind of grey.
Okay. So when you say brown, would you say brown or mousy blonde?
With sort of grey through it, yeah. I'd say probably... Maybe brown hair, but with grey coming through it, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. But brown, I mean, what is brown to you?
Kind of salt and peppery, I would probably describe it better as.
The colour of his hair?
Yeah.
Okay, salt and pepper.
I think probably about 60-ish or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's I would say he's definitely not a well man. I don't think he looks a well man at all. Now, I don't know if that's because... He himself has been involved with, as a child, been involved in the medical experimentation, as in him being given drugs. I don't know. But he's very, very passionate about it, which makes me think that there's a possibility that that is the case.
And how did he express this interest? I mean,
He always goes back to the experimentation on children. In institutions. He always goes back to that anytime I speak to him.
Okay.
And I always say to him, look, I'm really sorry, but I don't know enough about it. And I don't know enough about it, sadly.
Well,
but I know that it happened. I don't doubt that it happened.
You can have a word with... You can, next time he calls, because he already, apparently, he already has my advocate's number. But you give him that number... That he may call only, he may not visit.
No, I don't think he would anyway, to be honest with you.
Right. So basically, you have him call and you say, well, yeah, this is about medical experimentation.
I'll just say that and nothing else. That's all I'll tell him. I'll just say it's about medical experimentation and I don't know any more than that.
Yeah.
That's what I'll tell him.
And that's fine. And I'll
and
go
I'll
and
leave
start.
It up to him to contact you.
I'll put this new spelling in.
Yeah, and I say, I don't know when that that'll be Andy, because I don't hear from him all the time. It's just out of the blue he calls.
Okay, I'll go call Frank and I'll give him the same instruction.
Right, no bother. That's the only thing I'll tell him if he phones. I'll just say it's about medical experimentation. I won't say any more than that.
Okay, thanks.
No bother, Andy. You take care.
Right, you too.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.